mulabasa ta twa mulabasa twa temwa. Okay. I was almost speaking in tongues there. And of course, a lot of messages, they will be read, obviously, on other shows in case I don't exhaust all of them because it's 13 hours time for the news. The last text message I'm reading says, "Hi, how are you? I just want to say happy birthday to One Love Radio. My name is Ferin from Kabanana. I just want to say thank you to One Love Radio for always being there for us and our families. Please play me a song by Pompi Chikondi Chanu Baba." Alright, thank you so much for staying with us. Austin, thank you too for accompanying me and for being this generous man. All these gifts, eh? Where do you get them from?
From our partners.
Alright, we end it there.
Our mission is the proclamation of God's great love and salvation to this generation, shining the light of His love across the city and beyond. This is One Love Radio, inspiring, life-changing radio.
Start your day informed.
The Zambian government acknowledges the concerns raised by the ambassador of the United States.
Informed all day long. That's the latest headlines, in-depth reports, and current affairs that matter to you.
This is the One Love Radio News.
Join us for the news at 6:45.
The Minister of Mines and Minerals Development representing the President.
13 hours.
People should not take the law into their own hands.
And 18 hours.
Has demanded that Bill 7 should be withdrawn forcibly.
Covering the nation, telling your stories, and unpacking the issues affecting our country. This is your trusted source for the news, only on One Love Radio.
Reporting for One Love Radio News in Lusaka.
From the heart of Lusaka to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
Good afternoon and thank you so much for joining us for the main news on One Love Radio, the headlines. Ministry of Education reaffirms commitment to deploying more teachers in undeserved schools. ECZ commended for improved efforts in ongoing voter registration exercise. In foreign news, South Africans stranded in Donbas after joining Russia-Ukraine war. And finally, sports, FAS appoints Sichone as new head coach. With the news in detail, my name is Faith Zulu. The Ministry of Education has reiterated its commitment to ensuring that all schools across the country are staffed with the minimum required number of teachers, particularly in undeserved districts such as Chama and Lundazi. Ministry of Education Permanent Secretary Administration Ms. Norian Muneku has stressed that the ministry will not tolerate a situation where schools operate with inadequate teaching staff. Ms. Muneku has directed the DEBS offices in both districts to compile and submit updated lists of schools facing teacher shortages to her office for immediate action. The Permanent Secretary has highlighted that the government's introduction of free education was aimed at making learning more accessible and inclusive. Ms. Muneku was speaking during separate courtesy calls on Chama District Education Board Secretary DEBS, Mr. Kwabaniso Ndlovu, and Lundazi DEBS, Mrs. Irida Piri. Now, a youth activist in Serenje District, Central Province, has expressed concern over the government's and development partners' failure to rehabilitate Kaombe Primary School, which has remained closed for 25 years, a situation, he says, has denied many children their rights to education for a quarter of a century. Peter Chola Mwanalesa has revealed that Kaombe Primary School, located in Chisomo ward of Muchinga constituency, has not operated since 1998, despite serving as a polling station during elections. Mr. Mwanalesa has lamented that children in the area have been deprived of education opportunities for decades, with no indication that the current leadership will address the issue. He has questioned why the government manages to transport Electoral Commission of Zambia ECZ officials and ballot papers. I'll read that again. He has questioned why the government manages to transport Electoral Commission of Zambia ECZ officials and ballot papers to the area during elections, but fails to provide the necessary materials and manpower to reopen the school. Mr. Mwanalesa, who has visited Kaombe Community School four times, both on foot and by air, disclosed that the area has a substantial population and is the second most populated community under Chief Chisomo's jurisdiction.
I'm appealing to government and other key stakeholders to come on board and reopen the school. Very much is sad that government does not fail to send ECZ staff and material there, but they always fail to, they have failed to reopen Kaombe. In addition, also, you see, the area, the Chisomo Chief Dome, has not received support in terms of mobile registration of NLRCs, which will make difficult for ECZ again to get new cards for voters, such as voters registration, because most of the people need new NRCs, others they need the replacement. I'm appealing to everyone to come on board.
The Civil Society Elections Integrity Forum Zambia has acknowledged the efforts made by the Electoral Commission of Zambia ECZ in the ongoing mobile voter registration exercise, especially during phase 3 and 4. The forum chairperson, Solomon Ngoma, says the institute has seen some positive changes in many registration centers and has encouraged ECZ to continue improving and expanding access to voter registration across the country. Mr. Ngoma says while progress is being made, the institute believes that more can be done to ensure transparency and wider participation ahead of the 2026 general elections. He has urged ECZ to release complete statistics from phase 3 and 4 of the mobile voter registration exercise. That figures should be broken down by province, district and constituency.
Would like to acknowledge the efforts made by the Electoral Commission of Zambia in the ongoing mobile voter registration exercise, especially during phase 3 and 4. We have seen some positive changes in many registration centers, and we encourage ECZ to continue improving and expanding access to voter registration across the country. While progress has been made, the Civil Society Elections Integrity Forum Zambia believes that more can be done to ensure transparency and wider participation ahead of the 2026 general elections. We urge ECZ to release complete statistics from phase 3 and 4 of the mobile voter registration exercise. These figures should be broken down by province, district and constituents. Sharing this information will help civil society groups and the public monitor the process and build trust in the electoral system.
Now, still in local news, the leadership of the United Prosperous and Peaceful Zambia UPPZ, Charles Chanda, has expressed deep sorrow over the fire that gutted Chiwempala Market in Chingola, Copperbelt Province. Mr. Chanda says he is concerned that incidents of this nature tend to occur as the country approaches general elections every 5 years. He has since urged all Zambians, including both government and opposition leaders, to put aside political differences and unite in helping the affected traders recover from their losses. Mr. Chanda stressed that this is not a time for politics, but a moment for solidarity, compassion and collective action. The inferno has left many traders in despair, with urgent calls for humanitarian and material support to help them rebuild their livelihoods.
if you take an action that is going to affect